something else that hurt college basketball here and in the North in general was the boll weevil. Mm-hmm. Remember Frank McGuire? He was the coach of the St. John's team when they're really great teams. And he was hired away by the University of North Carolina. Now, the Tar Heels were just another football school before that happened. And all of a sudden, you had the Underground Railroad from Brooklyn down to North, down to Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
You know, Lenny Rosenthal,
the guy
who was one of the first stars. Mm-hmm. And McGuire really introduced basketball at a very, very high level to the South. And he later was stolen from North Carolina by South Carolina and took off from there. But I think I saw the last really, even though before the, I know the last gasp was Lanier and Calvin Murphy and all. But of that, the odd doubleheaders and all that, I saw the apex of that. And I wasn't in the business. I was in the business, but I took 2 years out to defend the United States of America from Vermont. So, I was in the Army. And I'm at Fort Dix. And the NCAA regional is in Madison Square Garden. And Canisius is going to play the number two team in the country, North Carolina State, with Ronnie Shavlik, who is a unanimous All-American. He's the center on the team, about 6'11", and two great guards, got a name of Johnny Maglio, and the other guy was Vic Maladot, the other guard. And there's a guy in my barracks who I became very friendly with who had gone to North Carolina State. And when he heard about the pairing, he said, "What's Canisius, an antacid?" I said, "Wait a minute, I went to Canisius." So anyway, we end up going to the, we bought two tickets to the game. We go into Madison Square Garden from Fort Dix, and it's a game for the ages. Four overtimes. Canisius wins on a shot from
Frank Corcoran.
Was it Frank Corcoran?
Yeah.
I knew it. They had two guys, two recruited players, good players from Philadelphia, Bob Kelly, Frank Corcoran. Frank Corcoran wins that game with a line drive, one-hander, at the gun ending in the fourth overtime. And it's probably the biggest basketball upset, not only of that year, I think it was 57, but in the last part of the 50s. And that was the last shot ever fired by Canisius, which was the glue behind the little three. I mean, Bonnie's never really wanted to come in, you know. The only thing that got Bonnie's into Buffalo was the tap room at the Hotel Lafayette. I mean, it was a legendary Bonnie watering place. And Niagara Falls, they always were crabbing about. They didn't get the best tickets. Canisius did.
Well, wasn't there a feud between Canisius and Niagara Point that refused to play each other for a couple years?
The Jesuits and the Vincentians. I remember Bill Mazur.
The argument was over money. What a shock.
Of course. Bill Mazur, who had broadcast Canisius basketball and later Niagara basketball, when this happened, that virtually killed Little Three basketball. He once told me, he's a Jewish guy, Bill Mazur, he said, "You want to kill all the Catholics in the world? All you got to do is buy them a basketball and let them fight over it." That was about what happened.
Yeah, okay. I think the other thing that really played a role in the death knell, though, was schools kind of quaying up to get into conferences.
And when
Gabbett formed the Big East, and Canisius was that close to being a part of it, and in the end they thought it wasn't going to work and it wasn't a big enough market, and the TV angle was starting to come into play. And had Canisius somehow found a way to hang in there, be a part of the Big East, I think things would have been remarkably different in college basketball in Western New York. But like a lot of things here, it was maybe a little short-sighted at the time. Who knew how big it was going to get?
Right.
And when that train left the station, there was no going back.
No, you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Incidentally, I want to tell you a quick little story. You mentioned that great game that Canisius beat North Carolina State in Madison Square Garden. We're down in the Pinehurst area in a real estate office, and a guy comes out, a builder comes out of the office with two people. And the one, he's calling Frank. "Frank, how are you, Frank?" And I'm looking at him, and he looks vaguely familiar. Of course, this is a long time ago. And I walked up to him and I said, did anybody ever call you Fran? He says, only when I was in school at Canisius. It was Fran Corcoran. He lives down in Pinehurst now.
Oh, for crying out loud. Jeez, that's great. Wow.